Welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. I'm an editorial and travel photographer based in Melbourne, Australia. I've been working for myself for over 25 years now, and I make this podcast to explore ideas and my thoughts that don't fit on my blog or on the YouTube channel. Every month on my website, I put out a photography zine, something I started back in December last year. And it was a way for me to do something with my photos that's not entirely commercial. It's a way for me to be a photographer again and feel like that I'm a photographer again and not just a content creator. And so the zine was born. And the zine was a very simple idea of it's not a book. It's not an Instagram post. It's kind of something in between where I can put my ideas and thoughts. So I can still put words in there, but I can put them in a context and I can curate them and I can give it a linear flow. It's one of the things that I've worked out since starting the zine that really makes a difference for my brain is having that linear flow, having a page number one and a page number 86, and it makes sense. That it goes from here to there. And I'm enjoying the process of just putting the photos together, collating them, curating them, working out what works together, working out where the story is. Is there a story? Looking back through a series of photos and pulling out something that means something to me. And then I get to share it. And there's no sign-up form. There's no tracker. There's no fill in your email address to get hold of it. You can just go to the website and it's there. You can click on a PDF. You can even click on a printable version of the PDF. And that was my idea originally, to make it printable, but it turns out being linear was more important than being printable. And I say that being printable isn't really where I've headed because I've made it too big. There's too much in there. I think if a zine's going to be printable, it needs to be restricted to a certain number of pages. And I don't do that. I give myself permission to just have as many pages as I want. So every month I'm going to put out the zine, and I have been doing it every month. It's been a rewarding process, so I enjoy it. So it actually gets done. So that's good, because I'm not good at doing every month. I'm not an every month kind of guy. And this has been good. I've enjoyed the process. I've put it out. And every month that I put it out, I'm going to try to do a recording and just talk about why I did what I did this month and let you know that it's out there, that you can go to ewanbell.com/zine, and that'll land you straight on the zine page. So this edition, we're in June 2026, and this edition is completely full of photographs from Daylesford. We ran a workshop there. It's only a 4-day workshop. It's beautiful. It's unique. It's something that I do with Shelley. It's something that we create together. And that's what makes it really special for me, that Shelley and I do this, and that it wouldn't exist without Shelley. And Shelley makes it special. So I'm kind of the technical side of it. She's the creative side of it. And we bring it together and we make something special. We make an experience for people. And we take a few photos and we help other people to take photos, and that's really lovely. And I really would encourage that, even if you are not the least bit interested in food photography, I would take a look at this. I would encourage you to go onto the website, download the zine, and just take a look, because food photography is a great gateway into all your photography skills. Food photography is kind of the easiest and most rewarding way to skill up. If you think about how hard you have to work to capture landscapes, you've got to be at the right place. You've got to come back again because the weather was terrible the first time you went. And then the weather was good the second time, but it wasn't the right kind of good weather. You wanted something different because the light wasn't right. Landscape photography can actually be very hard. You need to be patient. And it's hard to learn your skills, hard to learn your camera when you're doing landscape photography. And portraits are the same. People, you're dealing with people and humans, and they don't smile when you want them to smile. And they move and they don't sit still. You might as well be shooting wildlife sometimes with portraits. People are difficult. And wildlife photography is difficult. And these are all enjoyable pursuits, and there's a technical challenge there that comes out of each of these different styles of photography. But if you just want to learn your craft, you want to learn how to use your camera, if you want to learn how your exposures work, if you want to understand light, if you want to step into composition and practice and get it wrong and go again until you get it right, food photography is a sensational way to do that. So that's what this particular zine edition focuses on a lot. It's about the experience of being out there. It's about the joy that comes from having a 50 millimeter lens and all the things that you can do with it. Although on this one, I was mainly using the 40 millimeter lens because I shoot everything with my cheapy $200 TT Artisan 40mm f2. Which is interesting because so many people have come out with 40mm lenses recently. And this one I just bought online and I took it to Nepal one year and just had a ball. And it's been my favorite lens ever since. And it's not the best lens I've got. Like, I have better lenses, but this is the one I want to shoot with. It's small and I like small lenses. For most food photography, 50mm is where you want to be. That's sort of the sweet spot. Anyway, please go and have a look. There's some beautiful photos there. The zine is finding its feet. It's finding its structure. I'm really happy with where that zine is coming along. It's changed a bit since I first started. It's really got some of my best work. And for me, just the experience of pulling something together, creating something that is more than what I started with, that is why I do this. This is why I do the podcast. It's not because of any one particular episode, but I want to have a series, a collection. It's why I do the YouTube. It's why I have a blog. I do all these things because I want to make something. I want to create something that's more than just the pieces that I started with. And that's how I see photography. And I hope you'll see that in the zine too. So please go and have a look and hope you have a great day. Thank you. Thanks for joining me today. I really love when my listeners reach out and drop me an email or say hello. Please let me know if you're out there somewhere. I have a monthly zine that you can enjoy on my website. There's no tracking, there's no sign up. You just click on the PDF and enjoy it. Plus my YouTube channel as well. And of course, I run a few workshops and tours in the Himalayas, the Arctic and Australia each year. You can find all these things on my website at ewanbell.com. Have a great day.